Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome everybody to another edition of Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily right here, Friday Night Insight. You know what that means. It's special guest co-host night. Ash Rose is going to be along in a minute. He works for WWE Kids Magazine in the UK. I see him do a lot of interviews in his day, and he's going to give us some wisdom as he joins us in a few minutes' time. We're going to be talking about Johnny Gargano and the contract saga continues. Who doesn't it continue with in WWE these days? But apparently he has some thoughts on what his next move will be. We're going to get into that. You can give us your Ultra Chats as well when we get things moving here on Wrestling Daily. Welcome back to Wrestling Daily. It is I, Alex McCarthy, and delighted to be back with you all. We took a break yesterday, of course, because it was Thanksgiving for our US friends. So, happy Thanksgiving to all of you that celebrated it across the pond. I hope you had a great one with your family. You know, I love Christmas dinner, so I'm kind of jealous that you get Thanksgiving and Christmas so close together. Why don't we do that? It would make sense, but why not start it? Anyway, thank you all for joining us here. Ash Rose will be along shortly once he figures out his connection issues, his end, and then we will get into the nitty-gritty of Johnny Gargano and his contract situation at hand. Just a reminder, if you want to have an Ultra Chat, if you want to dictate where this show goes, WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily, and I'd be delighted to have your thoughts once the almighty Mod Mother graces me with your Ultra Chats. Remember to get them in. Would love to hear what you guys have got to think. Thumbs up, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Bring us all of that good stuff here on Wrestling Daily. I don't know if any of you heard, but 2/4, is that right? My fraction's right? Was on Quizzlemania this Wednesday as SB3 and Saidiangi went so close. So close to Quizzlemania glory. If you watched it, let me know what you guys think. Man, they came within a whisker, but Sean Ross Sapp and Tempest sadly came away with the spoils. And Wrestling Daily's glory will have to wait. We'll have to wait. But, yeah, it's because I wasn't in the tag team, presumably. I don't know why I'm being ostracized by Parts of Unknown and Blompier and Luke Owen, and all of those guys, all of them. Also, you will have seen that Shayna Baszler interview is up on Wrestling Daily. It's really fun. If you've ever wondered what Shayna is like outside the ring, she's super cool. Really, really nice. So give the interview a good watch. It was uploaded, I think, yesterday on the channel. So you'll find it here. If you're here for this show, you'll also find the interview with Shayna. And remember to give that some love. Thumbs up and all of that good stuff too. Without further ado, he's figured out his technical woes, apparently. Ash Rose!
Hello! How you doing, son?
He's got the Rock shirt on. Oh,
just for you, my friend.
Oh, my God, I'm delighted. I always love when we do media calls together and stuff. Obviously, because you're ultra talented. But more so, the room that you do it in. Look at all those figures.
Yeah, this is my little geek den. Yeah. This is back in the office so that my wife can just go, yep, go behind there. They have all the figures behind there. If you can see, if I get out of the way. Some Hasbro, some pop vinyls, some Corinthians from the football world. So, yeah, this is my childhood that I've never really grown up from, Al.
To be fair, several wrestlers down the years, I've seen them go, hey, man, that was really cool about that. Didn't Kevin Owens spot himself? Am I right?
Yeah, I mean,
that?
I'm always, especially with the new guys, because I a lot of my collection is old school, like the Hasbros. I've only got a few new retros, so I'm always hesitant to... Because you're right, it's a little bit of an icebreaker when we do those Zoom calls that they mention the background. But I don't have a lot of the new guys or the current guys because I don't really collect the new stuff. I'm all about the old stuff, as you well know. But luckily, okay. Kevin Owens, I do have which is the Mattel retro range. They had a Kevin Owens one. So yeah, I was lucky at that point. But yeah, I do often slightly go, please don't ask me. I think we did the Miz last year and I don't have a Miz figure in my office, but he called me a 10-year-old instead of asking about where his figure was, which was more than fine.
Yeah, you'd be relieved. You'd be relieved rather than having to explain.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
Have a figure.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Richard Pugh seems to think you're Ricky Gervais.
Gervais, God, I don't think I should take that as a compliment at all.
I mean, you're a skinny Ricky Gervais, surely.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take his talent and his money. Yeah, for sure.
Have you got headphones on? You have your end. I can hear myself for some reason. Why is this?
Yeah. The sound shouldn't be coming in.
I can't hear anymore. It's fine. Anyway. Okay. Moving forward, Ash, before we get going here, for those of you that haven't been blessed enough to watch Ash and his work, you can see his handle in the top right-hand corner. All things 90s, basically, is Ash's bag.
Yeah, but kind of my bag, yeah.
You do WWE Kids Magazine, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah, which is definitely not the 90s. That couldn't be more current if it tried. So, yeah, I'm editor of WWE Kids Magazine, so very much one foot in the WWE world, regardless of anything else. But, yeah, highly enjoyable, lots of fun. I basically get to just, you know, write my own WWE magazine every month, which, you know, as if you told 10-year-old Ash that, he'd think you were a bit crazy because, you know, that thing didn't exist. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, we get to ask some questions that, the stars don't often get because we get to be a little bit more fun rather than, you know, trying to get some lines that others have to do. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. So if you've got any little ones out there that are into WWE, go get the magazine.
That's right. That's right. I was going to say to you, I mean, you've kind of put a positive spin on it there, but do you ever feel like handcuffed, right? Like you speak to some superstars and it's like, I don't know if they're not in the mood or, you know, it's kind of like you don't have many places you can go with it, maybe, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're quite blessed that it's very rare that you find that WWE superstars aren't in the mood because they are, you know, it's part of the job. They have to be on.
It's
in their interest. It's, you know, it's why they do that job. They have to, you know, they're superstars. They have charisma. They have all this. This, you know, it's part of the job. So, you know, I also work in the football world where it's the complete opposite where, there are times when they're definitely not in the mood and they don't want to be asked what they've had for breakfast or what they do on a desert island or something, you know, silly that we come up with. But I think by and large, WWE, it works for the kids magazine and they really enjoy doing it. Obviously, handcuffed in a way where I have to always be in a mindset of a kid knowing what they want rather than what I like, you know. Mm. It took me a long time to get to my head around Riddle, but now I know what he's kind of aimed at and that's kind of probably more my audience than me, which is fine because one of my favorite things about WWE is the fact that they can cater for a 10-year-old and one would argue a 30 to 40-year-old, but you know, that is their aim because it's a difficult thing to do. So yeah, it's a mindset. I think it is. I think it has to be a mindset.
The other thing I associate with you greatly, and there were hot rumors around the UK tour that there might be a reunion. But who knows? Gorilla Position, for any of you that used to get involved with the Gorilla Position podcast, Ash was a firm fixture among that. I guess that was the other side, though. You do the magazine, but you could kind of have more of your own opinions, I guess, on this podcast. And how much fun was it? Because you had live events as well, some very successful ones. And B, like, is there a hope to bring it back? Like, what's the deal?
Yes, it was fun. Yeah, obviously, you know, James D'Lo is, you know, it was his baby and I was lucky enough to join the team sort of midway through the run. Me and Skillet, who's another name in the wrestling world, I'm sure everyone
loves Skillet.
Yeah, we love shout out to Skills. Everyone needs a bit of Skillet in their life. And it was, you're right, it was a lot of fun and it was a chance for me to take that sort of mindset off and give my opinion and on the current product, and still throwing as many 90s references that I could possibly try and do in an hour show, obviously. But yeah, the live shows were awesome. Like, I've never really expected to be part of that. And, you know, to do two pretty much sold out shows at the Indigo O2 it slightly blows my mind. I think we were on the same stage as like Boyz II Men were there a week earlier for one of the shows. And like, I'm a big Boyz II Men fan, and I couldn't get my head. Yeah, I couldn't get my head around the fact that Wanya Morris was standing like literally where I was standing a week before. And here I am talking to, you know, I think that was the first one we did with Finn Balor and Bayley. And yeah, and there, you know, there are a lot of stuff and a lot of fun, and the backstage stuff that we get to do, and we're lucky enough in this profession to speak to them off the record or off the, you know, that's always fun as well. Is it coming back out? The hope is yes. Obviously, I'm not the man in charge and I don't want to bit people's hopes up, but every time I speak to James, the aim is there. There are sort of, you know, irons in the fire, I suppose you'd call it, that to hopefully bring back in some form next year. So fingers crossed you'll see GP back on. I don't know what form, so I don't want to make any promises because it's not my place to, but yeah, there's hope.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it would just be a shame if it didn't, because it was the market leader in this country at one point. So yeah. To kind of step away rather than there was an interest, because there was. Anyway, let's hope that James finds the time or energy, love, whatever that might be. Moving along, let's talk about the titular news here on Wrestling Daily. We've only got about 10, 15 minutes left. Christ. Johnny Gargano and his contract situation. Now, Ash, I know that you're somebody who is actually fond of the new NXT.
Yeah.
I know it kind of divides opinion. I'm kind of in the middle, if I'm honest. I like a lot of the new talent, but objectively, I like it. I just liked it how it was.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having problem letting go of my favorite. It's one of my favorite eras of wrestling, full stop, let alone what NXT was. There was like a 3 or 4 years of NXT that I think were like insanely magic. To let go of that, for me, is hard. But I do like the Bron Breakers of this world and the Creed Brothers and, you know, whatever. Like, there's a lot for me to like about NXT 2.0. But is Johnny Gargano really going to be a part of that? Is the old guard, is there room for them in NXT 2.0? Well, it seems that their contracts are approaching. We know that Gargano has signed a little extender, the same way Adam Cole did, so that he can work for NXT War Games on Sunday, December 5th. The contract now expires on December 10th, unless he chooses to resign, of course, before then. There's still no word if Gargano is planning to resign, but the word is that contract talks are ongoing and Gargano is willing to entertain outside offers, we're told. So that's something in and of itself, that he's evaluating his options. But on top of this, Candice LeRae pregnant. We obviously all know that. So the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer, is saying that her contract is up in May, but it's believed that the company will add on some time because, of course, she's on hiatus with maternity leave. So that means her contract could extend into 2023. Not a huge deal, because she's not going to be out doing much anyway, right? Like,
yeah.
She's going to be being a parent. Probably, she's probably not going to see her for the rest of, you know, at least half of next year.
Yeah, you can't imagine so, no.
Do you think they leave as a package? Is it imperative that if Johnny goes, Candice also goes? One might argue the ceiling for Candice in WWE in the women's division on the main roster anyway could be higher than it is for Johnny on the main roster, just given the size disparity. You know how Vince's mind works. Do you think Johnny's gone? What do you make of these reports?
It's really interesting situation that, you know, that it's the fact that it's reared its head again after what happened to Adam Cole, and there to a certain extent Daniel Bryan's contract, there was that as well, wasn't there, when he left. So they keep getting themselves into this muddle, don't they, WWE, with the, you know, the extensions they're doing. It's too often. I don't know about Johnny Gargano. I mean, you know, he's known as Johnny NXT, isn't he? Or Johnny Wrestling. He's done.
Yeah.
And for a while, you know, we all sat there and go, what more can Johnny Gargano do in NXT? He's won everything. He's done everything. But he's always been there. He's been part of the furniture and never felt outstayed his welcome. I love his role that he's currently kind of made himself in the new NXT as well, like one of the old guard. I love the idea of war games, the old guard versus the new guard. It reminds me in a much better way of the Millionaires Club and the New Blood from WCW in the late 90s going into the 2000s.
Just a bit.
It was horrible in the end. Yeah. Yeah, it was horrible in the end. But when it first happened, I was all over it. So, you know, it's almost like faction warfare, which I've always got time for.
Me too. I
have a sneaking suspicion he might stay, only because I think the Candice factor thrown in there as well, the fact that she's going to be there till May. And you imagine he'll want to be around as much as he can and with her. And if he goes to where we would imagine he would go, there on the road, is he going to be around as much? I know she could go with him, but then she's still contracted. It's a little bit murky for me. So I don't know. It depends on what terms WWE offer him. If there is a main roster calling after War Games, possibly, maybe that'll be the exit he finally deserves. Forgetting that weird main roster call up he had with Tommaso Ciampa and whoever else.
While they were feuding, but then they were tag team.
2 weeks. Well, it was really weird. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel a little bit different about Johnny. Like, I think we may just see a little bit more of Johnny Gargano in NXT and maybe even more on Raw and SmackDown. Because I think you're right about Candice as well. I think there's more for her to do on Raw and SmackDown. I think she's she never quite got it at NXT with the women's title. And I think it's bypassed a bit harsh, but I think there's more for her to play with, as you say, on Raw or SmackDown. So, yeah, I have a funny feeling he might stay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Strangely, it's not the be-all end-all, I think, if you make the title or not in NXT. Candice was a terrific foil for Io. Both sides of the spectrum, when they were both baby and heel and they both reversed the roles. Two great matches there. Cage match, I want to say, was really great. Yeah. Bianca didn't win the title.
No, exactly.
It's one of those things. But, you know, obviously Candice is further along in her career. She's been around a while, for those unaware, you know, on the indies and stuff. It depends what she really wants to do, the financial security and all of that stuff that comes with it. You know, and I say that financial security word for WWE. I mean, they've got money, but how secure is it? They've let go of over 170 talents the past 2 years. So crazy. I don't know how you would look at that if you're trying to decide your own future. But for Johnny Gog, like, I think there's something in what you're saying. With Pete Dunne, I said all along, I felt he would stay. Just because, and I explained this on the show the other day, WWE, I know because Pete told me that WWE had helped him and get his family the visas for America. Yeah. He's involved in the production of the shows he's involved with, NXT and NXT UK. He's far more embedded in the WWE, like, he's not just a talent per se. Whether Vince will shoot him to the moon or not, who knows?
But
in this landscape, he's very important. Same for Gargano. He's important to Triple H, but I think Vince has shown incredible disregard for anybody that's been important to Triple H over the past few months. That means virtually nothing. Would they make him a big offer with a main roster run? Would Gargano trust said offer?
That's the worry.
We've heard what they presented to Adam Cole, who you would imagine is the easiest layup, right? If you're Vince McMahon, you've got him in the office and it's not hard to say, listen, we're going to do some great things with you. We can match you with this guy, that guy. And instead, they're talking about being managers. And you know,
I mean, how they never did the Undisputed Era on the main roster is
money left on the table.
Beyond me, because that is, they were such a credible stable in NXT, easily transferred over to Raw or SmackDown.
Easy.
So easy. And I think known enough, even to those who didn't really watch NXT at the time, I still think that could have been huge. And it baffles me that never happened. It really does. And that's the worry. Like, what would they do with Johnny Gargano? Would they stick with this, you know, Johnny wrestling kind of... Because at one point, we were all talking about him like he's the next Daniel Bryan. He had that kind of persona. And then he went heel, and everyone thought, well, he can't do heel. And then we all realised that, yes, he can. He could be a git in the best possible way. So, that is what I always think Johnny Gargano was. Like, that's the best word for his heel run. But yeah, I don't know if he would trust that.
Yeah, that's the thing. If I'm anybody from NXT who isn't a gargantuan of a man, I'm finding it hard to believe in what Vince McMahon's plans would be for me. Mm. But more than that, AEW, if they want him, which presumably they would, it's the land of the workers. It's like an absolute dream for Johnny Gargano to go to. He's got lots of friends there. It's a fairly favourable schedule. You don't get no house shows there. Mm. It's a schedule, but man, I think it would work for Johnny. I think him and Kyle are both going. I do. Mm. And then the only piece left of
Roddy
is Roddy, who is, you know, he's firmly embroiled in a diamond mine, which, you know, good for him, by the way. It's going, I think it's going well.
Yeah, I like
it. But, you know, I wonder if he's looking at it going, because his missus got released as well.
Yeah,
the boys are over in AEW. I don't know. If I was Roddy, I'd be going, oh, man.
That's the only thing I worry about Johnny Gargano as well, though. Like, AEW's getting so bloated. And I know Gargano would be a massive name, but and what AEW, I think, do really, really well is always seem to have a path and a plan for even the bloated roster that they've got. But at some point, they're going to run out of time for all these people. You can't just grab everyone. I know Gargano's a massive name and they should go all out to grab him, but I do wonder where he would fall in the landscape of everything, but
yeah, or where it would stop. I think that's why like the stables work so well in AEW,
true.
Because it's kind of like a rotating thing where, okay, well, you're going to face this person this week. And then, you know, some time goes by and blah, blah, blah. And you keep the stories going that way by getting different people in. They've done very well to do that with Bobby Fish. I was thinking, what the hell are they going to do with Bobby Fish? Mm. Easy thing to do. Partner him up with Adam Cole and let him take some hits, right? Yeah. Like, Kyle O'Reilly joins, all of a sudden you've got Red Dragon, right? Like, it's another great tag team. Okay, I'll watch Young Bucks and Red Dragon again. Like, there's a lot of things that they can do.
Yeah.
But I do understand. Do they pick up Keith Lee? Like, presumably another they pick one. Up Keith Lee, but what do you do? Like, there's a lot of difference. Miro's kind of already doing, like, what
the Keith Lee. Lee.
I don't know. Like, that I don't feel like they've got it wrong thus far. I mean, Sean Spears, people might argue. But otherwise, pickups from WWE, you're not going to argue with Andrade, Malakai Blacks, Miro. Mm. I think they've been great. Ruby Soho. But Keith Lee, the talent deserves to be there. But where do you put him?
That's my worry for him. It is my worry for him, but... You can't ignore a talent like Keith Lee. And if Johnny Gargano, and then, you know, you've got the other Kevin Owens-shaped elephant in the room come January.
Yeah, well, he is going, isn't he? Let's be honest. You think he's going, don't you? You said this to me on the media day.
Yeah, I think he's going. Or if he's not going, he's very much undecided at the moment. Because, I got that vibe from him, I think. But and he's someone who, rightfully so, would go into AEW and expect to be at the upper end. Yeah, because he's Kevin Owens. And for me, he's still one of the most natural, believable people on the mic in the business. And obviously what he does in the ring is, you know, I don't need to go without saying. So that would be huge. But then, you add in another layer, top heavy as well. Like, AEW, I think they are top. Not that saying they've got a bad mid card, but their top card is so heavy that you add another one onto it. It's scary. But I mean, it's great for us, you know, fans, because we get to...
Well, you're not wrong. That's the funny thing to me, though. You think about Kevin Steen. I think of him maybe in the same light as Moxley, where we know what we know, as WWE fans, but those who have seen Kevin Steen work and Kill Steen Kill, he could go to AW and just be a mentalist, like do all the things that he wanted to do in WWE that he couldn't do, kind of like Moxley, and then there's like this rebirth. But again, where does it end? I mean, Sami Zayn, his contract, I think, is up next year. Would he follow his friend? I mean...
Forever.
Well, yeah, I mean, how they weren't tag team champions in WWE, I honestly can't tell you. Guys, we're going to get into an Ultra Chat now, and then we've got the final few minutes. If you have a question for Ash or I, you know what to do in the live chat. Give us a little cue and then write your question. I just need the magic cue. That's what I need. There's a lot of stuff to wade through here, guys. Let's talk what Yoko Littner has said, in quote marks here. While meeting with our talent scout, we realized something. Our faction needs to include people outside WWE. Some people we are interested in are under contract with other promotions, but there are ways around that. All it takes is a little convincing. I mean, are you trying to say that people are out here tapping up? I don't know.
Who knows?
It's funny, though, because I was watching, reading Moxley's book. Have you started that?
Yeah. I've got it. Yeah.
I just finished JR Under the Black Hat, and I've moved on to Moxley like literally yesterday, and I read the first two or three chapters. In the first chapter, he talks about smoking crack, so that's something to set your expectations for.
Yep. Spoiler alert, people.
yeah, there you go. Moxley did crack. But also, he talks about how when his WWE deal was winding down, that's when he started to get calls. And he got one from Rocky Romero about New Japan, which I think is cool in and of itself. Rocky Romero is the guy reaching out to people. But that's what it would be. It'd be like, here's a little taster. When the contract's up, let's actually talk. So don't think for a second people aren't, you know, messaging Kevin Owens saying, oh, brother, like, if you made it out. Like,
it's happened for years. Like, Bischoff would have been like, sport. Eric Bischoff, you know, has openly admitted they were always on the phone during the Monday Night Wars, like ready to know when contracts were up, or even just go, look, how you feeling? Here's a load of money. You know, we know how it ended, but you know, that's nothing new. And I'm sure Tony Khan's got his feelers out to other people.
Yeah, without a doubt. I've just saw a comment in the chat that I wanted to actually pull up. Bot Walker, good name. Let me give you guys a topic to talk about. Meltzer needs to retire because Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels never had a 5-star match. And some people in AEW, I don't even know. I mean, listen, that's Dave's opinion. Please don't put too much stock into what he likes in a wrestling match. I certainly don't.
I don't either.
I've learned to not care less what Dave thinks about wrestling match. That's not to devalue his opinion. The guy has been involved in the business forever. He's a great historian. You know, I would never discount that. But wrestling is so subjective.
Yeah,
that totally. You can't let what someone else thinks about a match influence you or anyone else, like on your enjoyment of it, just because he feels one way about a match. I mean, look, it's the list you just made there. I don't think Jericho had ever had one until last year, under Meltzer's auspices. Yeah. Terrible. Benoit's had a ton of 5-star matches. Bret Hart has had a ton.
Bret Hart's had 6-star matches.
Sure. Like, I mean, Shawn Michaels Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
The guy had 5-star matches in my mind. Kurt Angle had probably 5 5-star matches in TNA, let alone WWE. Yeah.
I agree.
Subjective.
Yeah.
I understand the frustration with it. Like, oh, he should retire. Let him do it. You know, his job and his opinion are like two different things.
Yeah. Just don't listen to him. Like, if he's not for you. Like, I think one of the best things about wrestling is that it was so subjective. You mentioned 2.0 earlier and like you're in the middle. I love it. I'm not disregarding the previous NXT because I loved that too, but I'm loving this new NXT because it feels so different. Something's just there's a bit of running. It's been a running.
Oh, who's that? Say hello.
How you doing, dude?
What have you come down for? Oh, because you want more milk.
Drink.
Of course. Is it funny? Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. With your milk after the show, all right? Hit the bricks, kid. Hit those bricks.
Nothing like a last-minute run-in.
No, that's right. He's trying to put the boots to my stuff. Anyway, continue, brother.
Yeah, no, I was just saying NXT 2.0 is, yeah, I, you know, you were saying you didn't, you're in the middle. I love it, but just because it's the freshness, the color, the, yes, the 19-ness of it. Bron Breakker, I think, is an absolute superstar already.
I do.
But then, but some people hate it because they don't, you know, because they long for the NXT that I think had its day. I didn't really realize that until 2.0, but I think it did. But that's the same thing. Everything is subject. I'm not a CM Punk guy. I'm well in the minority. But doesn't mean you have to listen to me about CM Punk. You don't have to listen to Dave Meltzer about Five Stars. It's what rest listen to what you want to listen to. It's all different ice cream flavors.
Let me tell you two things about what you just said. One, I don't know if you ever saw me say this. I think Bron Breakker's the guy to beat Roman. I've said it. Yeah. I've said it. I think he is. I think he's the freshest, most exciting, most well-rounded option. Mm. And I'm not saying tomorrow.
No, no.
Maybe a year from now. I'll keep the title in Roman. I don't care. A year from now, that's the guy you make. You heard it here. Anyway, and the second thing, I think you're right. NXT, towards the end of its previous era, I guess. Don't know how we're going to refer to it. I felt like once, although it had high moments, once it went on to the USA Network, it wasn't the same. The 2 or 3 years before that were electric. Like the hottest incredible.
Thing, the best thing, hottest thing in wrestling.
Incredible thing. It was like to me that in that stretch of period, I don't give a fuck about Wrestle Kingdoms or anything. There wasn't a better show in the world than an NXT takeover.
No.
And now here we are. So it happens, man. It happens. But with that, I do think there is a place for veterans in NXT. But as you say, and when Ciampa drops the belt, the same question will arise. They've done it all, right?
Yeah.
Like, what else for them in their career? What's next? I feel like if I'm Johnny Gargano, and that's a very hard hat to put on, but if I am, I think I'd go, Ash.
I'd want one crack at Raw SmackDown. I know there shouldn't be a difference, and I hate the term main roster because it feels like it's a demotion or a promotion, even though it technically is. But I just, even though that comes with a caveat that you're not sure what role you're going to get. Look at Keith Lee and that six different gimmicks he had in that short time he was on there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think having, you know, knowing Johnny's fandom, those pictures we've all seen him as a kid in the t-shirts wanting to be that WWE superstar, and which he is totally, is you don't need to be on Raw SmackDown to be that, but I feel like he might want to.
I understand. I mean, I thought the same of Adam Cole. To be honest, I was like, is he really going to leave? Like, you know, but then, you know, his ties to the Young Bucks and that are so strong. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing with Kevin Owens, I think, as well at this stage. But anyway, alas, thank you very much, Ash, for joining us today on Wrestling Daily, my brother.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for having us.
Friday night insight and all that good stuff. Tell the fine people where they can find what you're up to, because we can see your handle, but maybe they need to purchase a little mag as well.
They do, yeah. It's out next week, actually. Brand new issue. Yeah, WWE Kids. I've got three.
No, just ask.
It's got a free notepad. It's got a free mask of Rey Mysterio. I was that prepared. There it is.
Is this the issue that has the interviews from when I last saw you?
Oh, no. We have way long lead times now. So, yeah, they will be next year. This has got interviews with Bobby Lashley and Mansoor. So, I don't know how far back. I think one of those was a conference call, you may remember. So also come with the new superstar cards, which I created with Tops, which are awesome. If you're a card collector, you'll appreciate this one. I got this in my pack. Check this bad boy out.
Yeah, there he is. Look at that.
First pack I opened.
Rock.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay,
99
brilliant.
Rock.
But yeah, no, so check out WWE Kids.
Quick one on that before we go, by the way. I was in Brooklyn, obviously, for Survivor Series and Raw. There was no Rock. I was a little bit upset. But are you of the firm belief the Great One has one more match?
Yes. And I think it's that one more match. I actually said that today to someone. I think there is one more match, but it is one more, and it is Roman. I can't ever see him doing anything but that one more match. And I think it will happen.
I don't think there's a run. I don't think there's a run.
No,
I just think it's Roman.
It's one and done. It's a Hall of Fame. It's a thank you. It's goodbye from an in-ring capacity. It's me and you crying. It's, you know, it's all that. But it'll come. Whether it's this WrestleMania or, you know, I tend to think it might be Hollywood WrestleMania if they can stretch Roman's. I don't even think it needs the belt, but if they can stretch Roman's reign, no pun intended, to that long, then it should be. But it could be this year. I can't see it at the moment. It feels like it's too soon in both schedules, but we'll see.
Yeah. In the next couple of years, I agree. I think it's going to be this generation's like Rock Hogan.
Yeah.
The torch is passed. Roman gets it from The Rock, and there we go. And if I'm not there, I would have to be brown bread to not make it.
Yeah. I hope we're both there, Al. Beer in hand, tears with a tear in our eye.
Rock!
Yes.
It's been a pleasure, brother. Thank you very much for stopping by here on Wrestling Daily. For those of you regular viewers, you know what to do. Monday to Friday, 8 p.m. UK time. I always get confused. 3 p.m. Eastern. That's where you can find us. We're back on Monday with SB3 and Sat E. Nyangi for Mocha Mondays. Until then, I will leave you with the Shayna Baszler interview, which you should check out on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel, as I prior mentioned. But I will be away again with work on Sunday. And I think I come back Wednesday. So Tuesday, somebody's filling in. I'm super organized and I haven't figured out who yet. But alas, nevertheless, the Wrestling Daily ship will continue moving onwards.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.